Animat Azdari. She was an indigenous woman originally from a nomadic tribe in Iran and was working towards her PhD, helping document the territories of indigenous people in Iran and around the world. Faisal Mulla was her PhD supervisor at the University of Guelph, and he spoke to As It Happens host Carol Off last evening.
When you heard about this crash, did you immediately realize that your student, your friend Ganimat, was on the plane?
I didn't. I was a bit surprised because I had heard that the flight was departing to the Ukraine. And so my immediate reaction was, well, that doesn't make sense. I just assumed that Ganimat would have been on a flight, maybe a direct flight towards Canada. But my understanding now is that there were dozens of Iranian Canadians on the flight that were in transit through the Ukraine and on their way to Canada, and in some cases, this is in the case with Ganimat, to universities in Canada.
And of course, we've learned is that this is an inexpensive routing that many Canadians take that goes from Tehran to Toronto and onward in Canada. So, so when you learned, what went through your mind when you first knew that she had been on the plane?
I was absolutely devastated for a number of reasons. One is that I had been in correspondence with Ganimat very shortly before this tragedy, and she had sent me just an absolutely beautiful email describing her excitement about returning to the University of Guelph to continue her studies in the winter term. Ganimat was doing work in support of Indigenous peoples in the protection of nature in Canada, but also came with particularly international experience as an Indigenous nomadic person herself. But in her correspondence with me, she also raised her fears about the possibility of war on her home country, fears for her family and her friends. And also something very profound was a recognition that a war would have untold ecological devastation to many of the very places that she was working so hard to protect.
What was she like? What was Ganimat like as a person?
Ganimat was an absolute effervescent person. She was an Indigenous person. She was a tribal person. She was incredibly proud of her heritage. She lived close to the land and would oftentimes share stories with me about what it was like being an Indigenous person, being a tribal nomadic person. And
in Iran, you're speaking of.
In
right?
Iran, yes, in Iran. She was a member of the Kashki Tribal Confederacy in Iran, which is a nomadic people. So she, you know, we would oftentimes talk about what it was like to be an Indigenous person in Iran, which was remarkable because I'll tell you, I didn't even know there were Indigenous people in Iran until I met Ganimat. And so I learned so much about her culture and her communities. At the same time, Ganimat was very much involved at the international level in advancing the rights of Indigenous peoples, not just in Iran, but in Canada and across the world, as part of a consortium of Indigenous peoples that are trying to ensure that any international environmental agreements that come forward address the underlying sovereignty of Indigenous peoples, as well as protects their biocultural knowledge of their lands and their waters. So to me, she was like a firecracker. She just was this incredibly powerful person who felt so optimistic about her work in terms of advancing the protection of nature, but also the rights of Indigenous peoples in Iran and around the world.
I'm just wondering, being a firecracker, and she's been described elsewhere as being like that, what was she like with other students? What role did she play in the spirit of your school, University of Guelph, and in the department?
Well, you know, one of the things I really liked about Ganimat is that she really grounded the academic work at the University of Guelph as an Indigenous person. And, you know, we spend a lot of time as scholars with our heads sort of in our books and in our academic papers and our scientific results and our data and our statistical analysis and all that sort of things. That's definitely how I was trained as a scientist. And Ganimat brought real-world experience as an Indigenous person. She raised issues that oftentimes scientists don't think about. She talked about the importance of the knowledge of elders, the importance of women, the importance of youth, the way in which ecological knowledge is oftentimes captured in ceremony and in song and in tradition, and how that is just as important as a means of communicating information about the planet and our impacts on the planet as the latest new scientific study, which captures the headlines of the media. And so that's what I really appreciated about her, was that grounding, that deep grounding to place and to community. And it was, I was so appreciative of that fact, because it made the work that we're doing much more viscerally understood, I think, in my lab and amongst my students.
When we first reached you, I know you were deeply emotional about this. So what is it that, when you first heard the news, what is it that touched you the most about knowing this happened?
Well, I'm in terrible pain. I'm in absolute, absolute pain at the knowledge of the loss of Ghanimat, and of, I hear, many other Iranians, many of whom I imagine are students. I think that this is a great loss, not just for those families, not just for Iran. I think this is a great loss for Canada. You can go to any university in Canada and you will find Iranian students who are on campuses. And one of the things that my first reaction was that, you know, it's people like Ghanimat and the other students that have perished that are helping to forge relationships and connections between Canada and Iran. And that's so important right now at this time of conflict around the world.
That is Faisal Mulla, the PhD supervisor of Ghanimat Azdari. He spoke to Kirilov on As It Happens last night. Ghanimat Azdari was one of the people who died in the Ukrainian International Airlines crash in Iran early yesterday morning. And throughout today's show on Metro Morning, we will be hearing from people here in the GTA who lost friends, family, loved ones on that flight. Time now on Metro Morning is 5:48. I'm Pia Chattopadhyay. Well, of course, the wildfires in Australia continue, and the level of death and destruction from those fires is heartbreaking. At least 25 people have died, thousands of homes have been destroyed, and as many as 1 billion, that is with a B, animals may have been killed. This is what is said to be just the start, as the fires are said to, or expected to be, continuing. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison said earlier this week that the fires will continue to burn for months. Emily Giles is a senior species specialist with the World Wildlife Fund Canada. Emily, hello.
Hi, good morning.
You have done research in Australia and you've been getting updates from your colleagues there on the ground. I just said that, you know, as many as 1 billion animals may have been killed already. Just walk me through that. I mean, how have the wildfires affected the animals there, and what animals in particular?
Well, as you said, Australia is currently being ravaged by one of the most devastating bushfire seasons that the country has ever seen, and the impact that it's having on the animals is just devastating. With more than 1 billion animals right now, estimated to have been killed either directly or indirectly. We're talking about a huge impact on the wildlife there. And that's actually considered to be a modest estimate, if you can believe it, given how far the fires have spread and will continue to spread. So WWF is of course, greatly saddened by the loss of life and property and the effect that's going out here on the animals.
And when people think of Australia, they think koalas, they think kangaroos. And there are others, and other marsupials. Let's talk about those animals specifically. The koalas are mostly on the East Coast, as I understand it, in Australia. How are they faring?
Yeah, so Australia is home to some of the most unique and fascinating wildlife in the world. And as you mentioned, marsupials are, I think, what everyone thinks of when they think of Australia. And those are those unique mammals that carry their babies around in the pouch. So those are things like kangaroos and wallabies.